The world's deep night is shattered by the light of God's new day. The glory of God is revealed to poor shepherds who share the good news with others. The Holy Gospel for Christmas, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning at 6:20 Central Time, the James Webb Telescope was launched into space on top of an Athena 5 rocket from French Guiana on the northeast portion of South America. It is on its way to its destination. Now we have a telescope in space now, the Hubble, launched in 1990, and the Hubble telescope is in an orbit 336 miles above the surface of Earth. The James Webb Telescope, launched this morning, is going to be 1 million miles from Earth. In a month, it will get to its destination. And there it will be alone in the darkness, in night, in black. And its mission is to look for light and then capture that light. From 1 million miles away, that telescope is going to be able to look backwards in time, to go back in time to hopefully find the first light. That is its mission.
Look for that early light. Capture it. It seems we have always been about the business of looking for light. Because if we can look for light and capture enough light, we can make the darkness go away and we can save ourselves. And for a while, we thought we had. The dawn of the 20th century. The 1900s. At the beginning of the 20th century, we were at peace. We were full of optimism because we had started to make many scientific breakthroughs. We could fly. We could build skyscrapers. We could peer into the galaxies. We thought there was nothing we couldn't do. We were acquiring light, and the world would get brighter and brighter and brighter. But then, we were brought down to reality. 2 world wars, pandemics, catastrophes. We realized that we weren't able to capture enough light. We could not save ourselves. The shepherds were in the field, watching their flock by night. They also were in a place of black. But something happened. They were not looking for light. They were not trying to capture light. They were just trying to care for their flock. And what happened? Light found them. Light came to them. The angel came to them and said, "Behold, I bring you tidings of great news, and the glory of the Lord shone around them." They were bathed in light. Light found them. That's what Christmas is. We can't find light. We can't save ourselves. We can't make the darkness go away. But the light of the world comes to us. And comes to us in the darkness of our soul. Isn't that really where we need light to be? Don't we need light inside of us? God comes in Christ to say to you and me, to all of the cosmos, "You belong to me, in you is light and life." That is the gift of Christmas. You and I have been given the light of the world. It bathes us. It wraps itself around us. It keeps us. Mary pondered those words in her heart. She kept them there. The light and love of God in Christ came and dwelt in her heart, and she kept it there. That's what we need to do at Christmas. Because all of the glitter and tinsel will go away, all of the beauty will be stored away again, and the world will still be dark. But not for you or I. No, we have light in us. We have love in us. And that is the gift of Christmas. The gift that will keep on giving. And so today, draw again to this manger, this cradle of light and life that's for you and for me. Now, I'm excited about the discoveries that the James Webb Telescope will find. I'm looking forward to getting glimpses of that early light in time that takes so long to get to us. But I'm more grateful for the light that has already come to us, to you and to me, to dwell in our heart and keep us whole and blessed. Thanks be to God.